Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, a change of season brings out plans for gardening, and one place many will start is the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener Annual Plant Sale. Items to create, add to gardens and landscapes are available. In addition, several experts sharing on different topics throughout the day. Carrie Hefner is Vice President of the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners, and Board Member Christy Francis here to discuss the annual event. Christy, let's get an overview. When will the plant sale be taking place, and the location?
It'll be at the West Monroe Farmers Market, now known as the Market at 7th Square. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, it'll be from 9 to 3. But those that can't come on Saturday, you're welcome to stop by on Friday for a preview sale. Not everything will be there yet, but most of the stuff. It's from 3 to 6. So we're excited to see everybody.
Some of the popular selections that you'll have?
Oh, we have heirloom tomatoes. That's what a lot of people come for. But we also have butterfly garden plants, shade garden plants, house plants, unusual things you can't find in the local nurseries. We don't want to take away business from the local nurseries, but we want to augment what they have.
Right.
And we shop there, too.
Lots of how are things looking as far as the heirloom vegetables? Is that one that people in our area can always count on to come through?
Yes, the taste is what it's all about.
Heirlooms are not bred for production or for disease resistance or anything like the standard hybrids are. They're bred for taste, the taste that you remember. What I tell people, what you remember having Sunday dinner at grandma's house, that's what heirloom tomatoes are all about. And I think when we were here back in the fall, doing the for the bulb sale. I had said that I had hoped we had a good cold winter. I'd like to officially retract that statement. I'm ready for it to move out. I think we're still going to get down into the 40s for a couple nights next week.
So
this is coming just in time as old man winter moves out of here. We're ready to get outdoors. So.
Yeah, and Carrie, is that... How is that going to affect things this year? I mean, is it just going to be a slower time in getting things to develop and grow?
Yeah, that's we had a good cold January right when we were beginning to start seeds and cuttings. But honestly, it really hasn't affected us that much. We've been able to get things started in heated situations, so the plants have come right along.
Yeah, you haven't been trying to start basil.
No.
I've got
no.
About 15 varieties, and they're still a little small, but they're coming along. I have some new varieties that I'm excited about.
Some local experts, Master Gardener is going to be sharing some of the topics we're going to be hearing about come Saturday.
Well, there will be a butterfly garden tour, and actually, I didn't put that together, so I'll probably be excited as everybody else to see what they're going to talk about. But I'm sure, probably topics on the soil, probably. We have all kinds of experts there for you to ask questions to. And if you have problems, bring a picture, bring a piece of plant. We'll try to identify whatever plants. We'll have an information booth, so we're there to help as much as have the sale.
Yeah, and one of the great things, too, you mentioned the butterfly garden. You really round it out to be a family event. Children's activities, too.
Children's activities. The zoo will have animals there. And so it's just going to be a fun time.
Yep. One of our master gardeners is a teacher, and she does activities with the kids. And so she's really excited. She's got several things planned, and I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah. As far as transplants go this year, how are we looking there?
Great. We've both probably got tomato plants that are a foot tall already.
Oh, yeah.
That are ready to go in the ground. I know I've planted some at home already. So you should be able to take it from the sale and put it right into the garden.
Yeah. Some common advice that you would have at this point of the season, as you say, trying to get winter behind us.
Yeah, I would say be cautious. You know, I see a lot of people coming out of the big chain garden centers with what I would classify as tender annuals. All of our vegetables are annuals, and don't rush it. You know, let's be patient. I know everybody wants to get out there and get their hands in the dirt, but let's be patient. But I think we're in the clear. Yeah. By and large.
Yeah. I'm ready to get the plastic off the greenhouse.
Yeah.
I think it's been a promising sign and something you've seen in area parks, including Caroli Park. Wow, tulips. The flowers are just
yeah, Caroli's so gorgeous. Nice. Yeah.
And the daffodils. Yeah. It's been wonderful. They're very colorful. I have a hard time trying to decide what colors to buy for next year, so let me know what your favorite colors were.
Other activities associated with the plant sale coming up this weekend.
Well, I'm pulling and tagging and pricing plants today. And
yeah, the sale, of course, all the information that will be available. We'll have Master Gardener swag for sale, cookbooks. We're going to have our cookbook there for sale.
Yeah.
And that's been a really popular item. And then the children's activities in the zoo will be there.
And so. I know you mentioned Louisiana Super Plants.
LSU designates varieties of ornamentals and vegetables as Louisiana superplants. That means that they will do very well in our heat and humidity, where a lot of things will not. And we'll have some of those on hand at the sale.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Has anything caught your eye, Carrie, as far as those superplants go? That
Some of the ornamentals have, and where I lean more toward heirloom and pass-along plants, some of the ornamentals, like the new shade, something new for the shade, Terrania, is one to watch out for.
The Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Plant Sale. Christy, for those who would like to find out more information and the hours of the plant sale coming up.
Well, we've got a page on Facebook. You can call it LSU Ag Center, or you can call Caroli Park and leave me a message, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Annual plant sale coming up, the preview sale on Friday, and then 9 to 3 on Saturday. Carrie Hefner and Christy Francis with the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.